think it's Wednesday, the evening, the mess we're in, and I'm
it off. Put it on vibrate. Put your Obama phones on vibrate. I say that because I have an Obama phone. Proud. Yeah, turn it off. You can only record your friends. No fucking recording other people. That's kind of creepy. Right? What are you going to do later on? I'm sorry I didn't shake it for you tonight. I wasn't feeling the shaking. It's a little too hot. I want you guys to get comfortable. You know, we're gonna get naked. I swear, we're gonna have like an orgy one evening out here. Uh huh. Yes. It's gonna be free condoms. The condoms are out there, and there's a box right over here. Take as many as you need because we have tons of them.
Someone left their belongings over here on the table.
Someone left their water bottle up there. Yes, Anna, welcome. How many people know what RUPO stands for? Not too many people, and this is your community. RUPO stands for Riverside Underground Performance Organization, right? It's been going on for quite some time. We got some OGs in here in the house right now.
Yeah,
we do, right? Mr. Warner, how long has open mic been going on for? 20 years. Hey, welcome. Have a seat. There's tables. We used to sit on the floor. Now you guys are all catered. You guys are all fucking baby. Oh, it's too hot. Well, fuck you, dude. We used to sweat down here. We used to sit on the floor. We didn't have no stage. We had a fucking seat, a chair, right here in this little corner with one little fucking light bulb right here in this corner. And that was Rupo. And then you guys got all fucking, oh, but I want this, and I want fans, and I want this. And you know what? You can suck my fucking asshole. That's what you can do. All right? Stop bitching, and you got to appreciate what you fucking have.
Yeah.
Right? Use what you have in front of you. You're missing out on what's... You're bitching about the wrong thing. I want to speak to your manager. I have a complaint. Why the fuck are you going to complain?
Shut up, Karen.
Because they were having a barbecue, and they were using charcoal.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. You're a little too black, and you're not supposed to be here in this swimming pool. Can I see your identification?
All right.
Since when are you the fucking Nazi police? Go and fucking enjoy your fucking day. Shut the fuck up. Enjoy your day. Your day, and just move on. We're here to fucking enjoy life, right? So you're supposed to figure out what you're supposed, what's your mission. And your mission is to love, not to fucking hate, not to go ahead and shit on my parade. Fuck you if you don't like what I'm doing. I don't care. You're not sucking my dick. You're not fucking paying my bills. You're not fucking me. We're not doing anything, right?
That's right.
So why are you complaining? Do you want to be heard? Do you need to feel that victim? I need people to pay attention to me? Yeah. So then you go ahead and you're like, oh my God, baby. You know what, dude? Pass these condoms around because I don't want no more fucking Becky's having stupid children. There's some pussy ticklers right here. There's a novelty. If you want some pussy ticklers, I don't have it. Pussies, so I can't tell you how it goes. I did wrap it around my cock and it was just like, nah, not for me. Anyway, so we're gonna get loud. You guys, as I said, you're not paying attention to what's around, right? Some people say, oh, it's just a stick. It's just a stick. Is this just a stick? It's just a stick. It's just a stick.
Your stick.
Not my stick. My stick's over there on that table. But it's a wand. It took time. It took energy to grow. Like, we have been growing down here for the past 20 fucking years plus. So give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah, you guys, that's kind of weak. That guy over there. We've got a beautiful community here in Riverside, downtown Riverside. Every week I put this poster up, and I don't know if you guys realize what it is, but that's the 91 freeway right there. This is RCC right over here. This is the community hospital and the church. We're right here. Where the fuck are we? I'm just trying to show you my ass, my flat ass. But yeah, this is Riverside. This grew in Riverside. It's not just a stick. It's fucking Legion of Water. It's leading me over there towards Arizona. There's lots of water out there. But yeah, look at... What's this? It's just a branch. It's not just a branch. Fuck. Open your eyes. Oh, another branch. Oh, shit. What did you do? Oh, shit. You're getting creative now. What are you doing? I'm going to wrap some beads on it, and I'm going to call it a $120 dream catcher, okay? Monopolize on that motherfucker. Right? Shit. I was driving on the freeway, and I came out of the... Look. If you guys know Berlin, Adam Ant,
oh, yeah.
Soft Cell, fucking yeah. A. Yeah. I was like, high school days. That's my poster. Fuck. So anyway... As we were going with these branches and stuff like that, I don't know if you guys participated at the art walk last week, but Spida is doing dream catchers. They sell dream catchers over there. and they have some land, some property out over by Paris that they are trying to take over because the landlord's trying to sell it. So this piece of paper and this piece of paper is upstairs on the bulletin if you guys want to read it. But it's to save a medicine wheel. Yeah. Upcycle. Don't forget to, don't just throw away your trash. Throw away your plastic out the window. Pay attention to what you're doing. Right? Right? Am I not being heard? Because when I ask a question, when someone asks a question, right, you're supposed to answer. Like when someone says good evening, what do you say?
Good evening.
Yes. We try to teach common courtesy and common sense here. I'm not supposed to be doing that. Your parents were supposed to do that for you. You know?
Absolutely.
Right, thank you. That's my chair. That's my chair. That one?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. We got a lot of first-timers in the crowd. When we introduce the first-timers, I want you guys to raise the motherfucking roof. And I swear, don't fucking give me some half-ass bullshit, because I will call you out. It's hot out here, and I'm glad that you're out here sweating with me. But you need to also participate in this group activity.
Alright.
So when you are spoken to, y'all reply. Alright?
Alright.
We're going to raise the motherfucking roof so you guys can wake up the dead upstairs. So when I say good evening, you may raise the roof and you say what?
Good evening!
Do we want a first-timer up here tonight?
Yeah!
Victor, are you out in the crowd? And it's your first time?
Yes, sir.
Raise the motherfucking roof for Victor, ladies and gentlemen! Yeah!
All right, good evening, everyone.
Good evening!
I feel honored to be here, to share your experiences, to share mine. And I just want to say all of you are like a torch in somebody else's life. And remember, the brighter the torch, the darker the shadow. So don't ever neglect that shadow part of yourself. So I'm going to share with you guys my shadow. This is dedicated to a close friend that passed away. So, all right, so I'm going to start now. Separate the hurt from the burn, from the pain that helps us learn, the visions we hold grow ever more bold, leading innocence astray. When beliefs become the prison, mind shackled, hearts forbidden. Words spoken become the dogma, the karma. Keeps repeating the thrust of the knife. Contemporary ruler of strife. Twist and turn, why don't you discern? Eyes can be blinded, mouth can be muzzled, touch can be numbed. Hearing turned down without a sound. Only my beating heart can take the beating. My butcher's blade cutting through the facade. Pumping the rivers of blood that never stagnate. Clarity through severance. Of mortal from immortal. We realize the seasons coil. Life and death are just a cycle. Reminding me from you, from us. Your skin feels colder. Hushed voices buzzing in my head. In this moment, the time that I dread. Your final gaze, I shudder. Please, won't you stay, is all I mutter. Bright eyes that smile, it was ever your style. Chest is heaving, tears are flowing. You came as an angel, and now I am able to be my best version. I watch you take your final breath. Thank you, my friend, as your dust fades into the wind. Thank you. This one is called Fire. A new day crusting over the decrepit old tattered mold of my former self. Cutting ties like swatting flies. Don't need no fake friends, no leeches, no parasite, no false light. Shine that shit right back at yourself. If you can't take it, then don't fake it. Sunshine's brighter than your funeral pyre. Your dead act, boy does it lack. Stuck in your shack of black. That dusty, that lusty for yourself. that ego, that shithole, that snake pit you call a heart, fighting at every new start. No longer the shattered person who craves attention, pretending to care, so don't bother to stare. I know I fucked up by fucking you, thinking I could have changed with alternate paces, walking a crawl with more than two faces. Shame the blame that couldn't rock to your pain, that dance with pity, oh so shitty. Done with that locking and blocking, lying to myself. That game too old, no longer sold. I ain't as cheap as that nickel or as rusted and fickle. That kind of person tends to break, drown in the lake of sorrow. Cheap ass can't even borrow. Got nothing to give and all to take. Your one-way track, no coming back. I want no part of that. Everywhere you sat, been shat, I'm blasting off another world. Make a crater, no hater. I'm making my new life, hell, maybe a new wife. Marry myself, commit to myself, no contract, no false act. A paper signed in red, lies that bread and shared recipe of blood and mud pumping in your veins. Lying, stealing, snooping, cheating, mouth of words though full of turds. The smothering and shuddering of eyes, lapsing and collapsing. Frozen cold and slow like the dead, finalizing the memorizing of letting go. That old self been sitting too long, no longer strong or driven, enlivened by the passion or contraption that keeps your heart beating. Not fleeting from the pain or the shame that you once claimed to be my strain. My disease, the sickness, the witness to my glorified fame. Prisoner within my own mind, guilty to the crime that I did not commit. Then put up on the chopping block, a cooking pot with me as stock. The flavoring spicy, my vengeance is pricey. No way I'll play nicely. There's no bending over, moving over, kneeling and peeling the discrepancy. You call it unsheathing, I call it changing. Breathing the words no matter how much it hurts. It's my Tao, it's my truth. Any kind of critic can just lick it. I don't do this for you. It's all about the verses, slinging curses at all the establishments. The ones who wrote the game of pain that broke the honest man's back, trying to blame the man who worked hard his entire life. Scraping his knees and rubbing chemicals, itching his way towards the end of each day, making a miracle, putting warm food upon the table, seeing the glitter and smile of a child, more than the payment, no sense of estrangement. Family is everything, when they're your everything. Will you be my everything? Will you be my family? Are you ready for this? Okay. All right. This is called Love, Shit, and Paradise. This letting go, this animal that keeps me crawling, keeps me bawling my eyes out, clawing inside my withered heart, trying to find a brand new start, shaking off the unfeeling, the thieving that stole away the innocence. Here on the battlefield of love, where rivers run with blood, an unstoppable flood, hearts torn asunder from all the blunder, like standing at the edge of a cliff, body stiff, faces stained with relief, not a disbelief, but at the end of a fading dream. Where I can hear the scream, sweeter than ice cream. Giving in to giving up is not a part of my repertoire or a seminar for pity cases, shallow graces. Don't pray for me, I'm not your prey, not a stray led astray at the end of an empty street on my bare feet, stepping on that broken glass or falling on my naked ass. Neither terrified or sanctified at the blessings of uncaressing, terrorizing on the horizon of bodies strewn across the lands. Here's where I stand, I ain't a sham. Your two faces, switching places, like in the Nile, a crocodile. Those big white teeth, not a smile, you're in denial. Those choppers are for smashing. The gnashing comes crashing on the weak-willed, shit-filled paradise. Now, I just got one more, just real quick. I don't want to take your other people's time. This is called Kiss of Death. Old friends through bold trends, the thinker, the doer, the sayer, the maker, betrayer, and killer of feelings. Drowning this heart like a lonely seedling, you become the shadow of her, the sorrow of her. Instead, you chose to break me, why not just stake me your whittled claws that rake in my flaws? I was too trusting, my love was pure, but I'm now unsure. Your bed must... Wait, did I say this one already? No. I did? No? Okay, sorry. Your bed must be tucking from all of the fucking, because you sure been fucking me. With all your lies, my endless sighs, your smile makes me bile. Your tears, bleeding fears that never existed. Your heart is arrested, a castration of emotion, an explosion of motion that revolves around erosion. You made your incision, now I'll make the incision. You've just been serialized as a player of fools being used as tools. Beauty that cannot last. It's tasteless. It's faceless. You carry on with your big bad self, pushing those that care straight into despair. I'm not the junkie that's addicted to you. No, I'm afflicted to you. You're that much grosser than to a maggot, just that much tragic. You threw away such a beautiful thing that we once had, and that's just sad. Friendship that was closer to dirt, but it still hurt. As I stare at the moon, it was over too soon. Won't ever be the same. But I still can't put the blame for the sake of you. Even if I've been forsaken, at least my love was true. So carry on, my loveless belladonna. Killing hearts is what you were made for. That's it. That's it, everyone.
That is different, ladies and gentlemen. How was that for your popping your cherry tonight? How was that? We have MC. You want to come up here and do a little presentation on your.
As a freestyle though.
You want to freestyle it? One good one. In order to promote your stuff.
Do it.
Come on up. This is MC, ladies and gentlemen. Only back there. We turn off your cell phones. What else?
No rules. Covers.
No covers. No full frontal nudity. No simulated masturbation. No raw meat with fruits. No raw meat with fruits. Don't cross in front of the stage. It's plugged in. Go for it.
So I got these soaps right here. I got plantain skin soap. You know what I'm saying? I got ginger. I got that cinnamon and honey, and that charcoal. But holla at your boy if you want a couple dollars, whatever. But I wanna freestyle tonight. You know what I'm saying? A little something. I've been trying to stack wisdom, you know what I'm saying, and understanding and knowledge in this world. A world full of darkness, gotta be the light, so I gotta hearken. Keep my mind focused on the page of the good book. Keep the good chapters in my body, take a good look. Never fall, boy got to call it. I'm seeing signs every single day like he balling. It's really weird, man, I'm seeing signs every day. Really like numbers and they signs like they don't play. I'm chilling on the freeway, I'm chilling. I'm seeing angels in my path, baby, I'm saved. say, I believe I never die. So guess what? You already know I'ma fly. Already got tone down in the in this wicked world. I'm already with the righteous understanding. Now I'm trying to get the bigger picture. I understand the Holy Spirit gonna get you. Have you ever felt that tingle down your spine and your goosebumps came back? You wonder why behind? Guess what? That's the spirit of knowledge that's dwelling with you. That's the spirit that has walked in the bottom of the ocean on the sea tip. And it will reveal mysteries to you if you took a lip, took a hip, took a dip in that prophecy. Really get the whip. Understand the Bible is just a history book and it's real thick. Understand, we all written in it. And we all written and we witnesses. Glory to the Father, yeah, we tested every day. Tested every day. If you're ready for the next level in your body, understand what the whole book says. You are the book. You are the living testimony in your heart, written like an ark. Glory to the name of the Most High and His Son, salvation, rain, and it's cool because He really can't. Ain't no death. We don't die. All we do is live. We might look like He dead, but baby, yes, He lived. Lazarus came out the tomb, cool, and it's real cool. Ain't no death, baby. Don't let Him fool you. Got that breath real free. That breath real free. You don't have to pay for it at all. The Most High give it, and it's a purpose. So yes, we gon' give it with, give it with the Spirit. Gotta have love. That's my superpower. Don't need a gun or a gat. Don't need the star. No. Can't touch me. Already got shot at and stabbed up. They came back. The Most High healed me. And now I'ma get it like I signed a deal. I signed a deal with the Most High and He said chill. This ain't my world, so I ain't even tripping. I'm a pilgrim up in this earth. I'm a pilgrim for really what it's worth. Don't worry about the world. This is the wicked world right now. But the world is coming. This you right now. You got the crown. Never die. Away from that strife, no contention in your body. Giving glory to the Father, and we hot, G. Do you know who a man is? What we be? You better keep studying that good prophecy. What you know? We walking in everlasting. Life is now. We ain't dying. Don't even believe the show. Glory to the name. Have love in your brain. Giving love to the Most High Son in the game. And that sign is you, and the sign in you, the Most High do His works through you. Breathe. Bless you, bless you. May you live forever.
That was MC, ladies and gentlemen. So he's got soaps. So if you guys want, just like you said. I know it's hot. Do you want to take off? You can take off a layer, sir.
No?
You can take it off. Come on. Come on. Don't go up those steps over there. All right. Okay. Is heaven in the house? Wait. Oh, you can cut. He can start walking. No. I'm waiting for the introduction, ladies and gentlemen, because you guys are going to give a half-assed job. But this is the first timer. This is heaven, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm chasing redemption again, re-redemption for the fourth time, last time. I won't bury myself in a foreign promise, get whiskey drunk with intelligent bimbos, but perhaps redress myself in Catholic mysticism. St. Jude, I'm sorry the saints aren't meant for bartering tools or promises of my affection. I'm missing the comfort of silver saints, animal artists, lazy lover. You're spiraling all the way to enlightenment. No white angel to keep you warm. No white angel to keep you straight. You want to be the love killer, devil dog, daddy standing to some girl who's never been hit? What issues are you trying to work out? All of them. Is that the murderer in you, the inner child, God, or your mother, father? Are you an actor or a writer? Which makes you look more acceptable to that dream across the bar with no soul and brilliant teeth? You tell me. San Francisco's sweltering sinner saves souvenirs. So see, someone saw sad sunsets solitarily standing sideways, seaways. Saw sad songs sung screaming, screaming. South Street soul so surly suffers stare sourly, saucily. Saying something so, so sorry, sorry. Silly sleuths sway, sway, sway. Stop! Surprise someone suddenly. Shout, screech, summon spirits. Saints saw Saturdays. Sex saw Saturdays. Sinner see? Saints saw. Sinner stop. San Francisco sweat, sweltering city. Sorry, so sorry. Sing, sinner. Sing. You looked back, you could not help it. You in your mirror and I alone. Your eyes were salt and I was your city of dust. You will always be crystalline and I will always be restless. Between us, only desert and dead seas, jasmines, and everything I wanted to say but never will. There are some things neither of us could take to bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys ready to rock out with your some female pussy power right now? Make some noise for Micah, ladies and gentlemen. Micah Justice.
To admit that I totally probably have sexually harassed many a man I've worked with. And it's not right, but here's a song about it. Woo! Boy. Nope. Oh, yeah.
Turn up the guitar.
Boy, I got a bed for you. Just watching you smile drives me wild. You walk in with such confidence. You and me, we could have fun for a while. It would be perfect. It's starting brand new. It's something I wanted to, but I know that I shouldn't. Someone like you. me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can I promote a show?
Most definitely.
If anybody's interested, I sing with a country cover band, and we do some of my own stuff too.
Nice.
So I pulled that out of my master. And we're playing at the American Legion over in Redlands this Friday. Y'all should come. It's only a good time. And we start at like 7 or 8. So come on out for a party. It'll be fun. Thank you.
My contestants, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a pleasure having you here. Yes. For those of you who don't know, who are brand new, we have an open Instagram and a Facebook. So if you want to see your stories, if you want to hear your podcast, we do have a MondayNightRupo.com, and Brendan Creasy's over here recording your podcast for you. Say thank you to Brendan over here. Yes. So all that information is up on MondayNightRupo.com, MondayNightRupo on Instagram, or Rupo on Facebook. You know how to fucking do that shit. Anyway, do you guys want some comedy?
Yeah!
Do you want a first timer?
Yeah!
Do you want some comedy?
Yeah!
Do you want a first timer? Make some noise for Mr. John Carr, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, is that all I get? Come on now. I couldn't wait to get up here because this is the first time I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And I know that when I had this opportunity, I couldn't wait because, like I said before, I know it's hot up in here, so I'm going to try to get this thing done. And I know that, like, my wife has been pushing me to do this for the longest.
Woo!
And I was in the military, you know, and I'm thinking about PTSD, but damn, they need to come up with something for wives, like, you know, a PTWS, you know, for wives, you know, post-traumatic wife syndrome. We need to get paid for that shit, for real. I'm serious, y'all, because I mean, as much as she pushed me to do this shit, to get up here, I'm like, wow, but it's an opportunity of a lifetime. I love this crowd. I love this energy. You know, because I was just thinking about, you know, like I said, I work for the post office. And I'm thinking about, like, being down here and getting up for work tomorrow, which I don't want to go. Because I'm just like, goddamn, working for the post office, it is brutal. And people don't understand, you know, when you work for the post office, people come up with that bullshit. Somebody came up with some bullshit and said, you need a cooler vest. What the fuck is a cooler vest? I mean, I was telling people, do you Google that shit? Do you Amazon it? Are you going to get it for my birthday, which is coming up because I'm turning 50? But I tell people all the time, you know, at this opportunity, you know, people have a creative mind, but lazy thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to be creative to do what you want to do, like on something like tonight. You know, we come up here, you know, you try to be funny and do different things. And I'm just thinking about, like, you know, I work over in South Central. God damn.
Yeah.
God damn. Working in South Central ain't no joke. Because, you know, I think about the time, you know, all these cats stand around, you know, like they're trying to be hard and shit, which they not. And I think about my brother. You know, my brother, his gangbang name was Kid Row. Who the fuck? What? I mean, why did you let them name your ass Kid Row? That is a bum. I'm like, my dude, my nickel. I use the word nickel because I don't want to use the other word because they, you know, follow me with the word nickel. But real truth, people, when I say real truth, I need for y'all to say real truth.
Real truth.
Real truth, his ass is so damn dumb. We was on the block up on 67th and Norman, if you don't know what that shit is. Now, how the hell you be a badass gang member and a badass drug dealer? This dumbass used to stash his damn dope in a tree. So the police roll up on the goddamn block, but his stupid ass forgot he was standing by the tree. And this stupid son of a bitch running to the damn tree. How the hell do you run into a damn tree with somebody whistles and you turn around? Now the police, LAPD got out laughing at his ass. Now that's a damn shame when LAPD cops get out and laugh and say, you know, they didn't beat his ass because it was too busy laughing. So they politely stuck his hand and put his, like, come on, Jeff, that's his real name. Come on, Jeff, just get your ass in the car. I just can't even beat your ass. And that's bad. And then, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, damn, Skid Row, your ass don't even take a bath just like the dude with the soap. Some of y'all really need to go see dude. For real, though. I mean, this dude, my brother would not take a bath for shit. I mean, you would have to beg this dude to go take a damn bath. And the bad part about it is, this dude, I mean, how can you go 2 or 3 days without taking a bath or a shower or anything? I mean, like, not even go water your damn body. I mean, Some of y'all stinky ass, thousands of you guys, stinky bun ass people. I got into a bad argument with a good friend of mine, because we're not friends no more, because I told him, look, dude, if I'm sitting up here working all goddamn day in the heat, I want to slide my ass in a shower with some clean sheets. That son of a bitch gonna get mad at me telling y'all, man, I take a shower in the morning. No. You see how hot it is? How can you slide your ass sticky buns in the damn seats without taking a shower? I don't get it. I mean, come on, people. I do not understand it for nothing in the world. But at the end of the day, like I tell people all the time, you have to be able to be, creative. You have to be able to love and enjoy life and enjoy the time that you have. And like I be thinking, like I tell people, my wife works for the post office too, but she's sitting right there. And after 28 years of marriage, I tell her all the time, you gotta realize your damn dreams. Like when I got up here, one of my good friends said, what if people don't laugh? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if y'all laugh or not. It don't matter to me. Because I'm gonna enjoy. Whether you understand it or don't, first time or goddamn, you said first time, goddamn, you said first time. So give me some love. Show me some love out here, give me some love. And each time, like I said, I won't be back, but like I said, as he out on the podcast, look, you dream, you enjoy, and you go for it. Yeah. You don't let nothing stop you. Yeah. Nothing stop you. Because, and then I be thinking about all the time, what do we waste our time on? Like I tell you, I work in L.A. I spend more goddamn money trying to get to work than I do bring it home. How does that shit work? How do you spend more money? Because gas is high as hell. How do you spend more money trying to get to work than you do bringing home? I don't get it. And the funny part about it is, I be thinking about, my wife. My wife is injured. So my wife make more money than me being injured on disability than I do bringing home from the post office. I mean, it's like, come on, people, goddamn. Realize this. I mean, it is a trip. But I think, I tell people all the time, again, you enjoy. You have fun, you enjoy life. I'm not going to take up too much time because this is my first time, but I've just enjoyed. Well, you know what? I don't trip. That's my daughter right there, my biggest support unit, my wife for 28 years, and I'm loving life, and I thank you, and that is it for me, and I'll see you guys next time. All right, my name is Jay Wells.
Give it up for Mr. John Carr, ladies and gentlemen. God, all right, so where do we go after this? We have James, where are you? It's your first time, right?
That's the first time.
Make some noise for James, ladies and gentlemen.
Can y'all hear me? I'm out in front of the mic. Speaking
to the microphone. You want me to sing into the microphone for you?
No, it's all good. Y'all hearing me pretty clearly?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I need another beer. If y'all want to buy me one, I ain't gonna say no. All right, let me start this with a quote. I was kind of feeling neutral, I guess. Not bad or good, just not feeling at all, maybe. But this is a quote from this guy named called Nishida Kitaro from the book Intelligibility and the Philosophy of Nothingness. So that'll put you where I'm at. That's just where I was. Okay, so at the bottom of my soul has such depth for me to join no way to sorrow can reach it. That's how I was feeling that day. Here's the piece. It's also a void, the good and the bad. It's endless, so I'm endless. I'm numb or glad. Bad, maybe mad, losing my grip. But centered, I've entered a state quite pleasured. No joy nor pain will ravage these lands. My mind is where I am trying to find passion and reason. No traction, just treason. The path I'm bound to, the founder has found it. A piece I found, pieces profound, so sound unbound. Rhyme with no reason, I'm empty. So gently send me goodbyes. Void is limitless in fitness and laughter. A joy, a toy. Life's too grand. Please understand when we come to the stand and give them our plans. It's only a jest if we don't know the rest.
So if y'all like me, you heard it on my Instagram at Kaze Kami, KAZE_KAII. give me a follow. I need the love. If you can't tell from that last piece, I need the love. Y'all enjoy. Thank you very much.
Ray, are you down here?
Yes.
Make some noise for Ray, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's hot, but you gotta raise the fucking energy level. Come on.
I've been going here over a year, and I've never adjusted this mic before, so...
Good job.
I have a new one.
In front of the stage.
And then I have one that I'm trying to memorize, so... We'll see. I wrote this one today. It's kind of a second part to one that I already have. I started playing Pokemon Go again. Went back to visit our old friends. Just like me, they don't understand. But see, the iPhone still can't time travel. So I can't really go back and visit sickly sweet summer 16. It was a summer of bliss, a summer of ignorance, the summer of fighting with my family, but it didn't matter because I had you, Pat, past tense. If I had known then what I know now, it would have held you a little tighter, made you laugh a little harder, smile a little brighter, linger a little longer. I didn't know I was about to lose you. That for reasons unknown to me, you'd be ripped from your place in my heart. It's still empty, pulsing, waiting for you to return, but it's well over a year later now, and you're still nowhere to be found. I've moved since then, but no place has felt like home without your fingerprints. No new heart has been as safe a place to lay. Searching for your face in the shapes of the ceiling, so I can trick my eyes that you're still laying there next to me, because, well, you know how I am. I like the purple Skittles, but only when I'm high, and never, still never the green ones. Because I don't like change, and what the fuck was wrong with lime, and what the fuck was wrong with me? That you had to go and leave, your eyes empty of a hint of regret, for the reopened wounds you left in my chest. It's been, well, over a year now. And I am still waiting right here in hopes you might come back around. I've been doing doubles because I'm trying to memorize them, so we'll see how this goes. But some of you may have heard this one before. One, I have this recurring dream about the men who've hurt me and their hands. I am so small in this dream and so small in their hands, they can't see me. Not as a child, not as a teen, not again at the age of 20. In the dream, I don't see their face. Not that I would look up at them anyways, too. I am 14 when he touches me, making me feel guilty for making him to wait to lose his virginity to me until 17, as if I didn't regret accidentally losing mine at 9, made me apologize, and now I can't stop saying sorry for the things I don't do. I told him I wasn't ready, but I didn't stop him. I have blood on my hands, and it is my own. I know that this story may feel familiar, may sound similar in your ears to stories you have heard before, from a little too close to home, people you love and know. But that's the point, I suppose, now, isn't it? That these men sound a lot like your friend, your father, your boyfriend, your brother. I'm here to tell you I sound a lot like my coworker, my sister, my friends, my mother. That we are taught to let them touch us, let them crush us with the weight of the world until we break. But here's the thing. Here I am, standing before you with a mic in my hand, telling you my story so you won't watch it happen again. Three. You see, I learned this role from my mother, and she via hers, generation after generation, floating by in their hearse. We knowingly learned the role of the battered woman. From our mothers and our sisters and our kindergarten teachers, we learn that only I am to blame if I let it happen to me. We are taught not to speak, learn to sit in silence until our bones start to creak. But these men do not know they learn the role of abuser. They think they learn the role of the nice guy, that poems like this are so important, but they don't really apply. They learn the role of entitled, of boys who simply will be boys instead of held accountable. They are not taught consent, the difference between no and yes. They are taught that poems like this are not about men like them, that we should only really be afraid of the mythical madman, all of these men, all of these battered women, and no men to do the battery. We erase these men from the equation like we do their responsibility for. I am not broken. I am not damaged. I am not your battered woman. I prefer the term survivor because I've been through this so many times, but damn, I'm still alive, so no. I will not play this role anymore. I will not let you ignore your part, because the wildfire of change is coming, and we will be the spark. Five. There is another dream I've had, that because of everything they did to me, I had a son. He doesn't think the rape jokes are funny, challenges his friends who say they are with integrity. He hopes they won't grow to have stories like me. He gives those that do a safe place to speak. My son knows the difference between yes and no. My son knows when to keep fighting and when to let it go. My son is the shining example of the power of a woman's wisdom. Yeah. My son, our son, looks nothing like them. Thank you.
That was great, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get down here, right? Yeah, and that's the beauty of it all. And when you're coming down here, you're coming in with an open mind, an open heart, and accepting the sweat, blood, and tears that we're about to pour onto you.
Yeah.
Right? Renato, are you ready to come up and do your thing, sir? Make some noise for Renato, ladies and gentlemen!
What's up? How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. This is called Samson. Peyton, why do I hear your name? Peyton, why do you call my name? Running in a circle, lighting debt in church clothes, stop chasing the same hoes. Forgive me. Nah, you like being called hoes. Wear the same clothes, singing along to Drake, and then more drinking this cup to cope with my mind. Another line about the other time. Got you hooked, better get memorized. Got you hooked, yet there's this other line. Everything I'm only great as you lie. Truth be told, I heard the truth makes you bold. I haven't been myself since I've been 27 years old. I guess I'm starting this game kinda old. Maybe it's a good thing I'm not like these rappers, you know. Chap, you're alive, you're hating is wise. Same guys were high from predicting my lows. Ain't this how the cycle goes? Maybe I'm psycho. Hope onto my fist like rifles. There's a lot of our lives rolled out in the blunt and stuck in the Bible. I'm like Weezy. If I don't do this rap game, my breathing gets wheezy. I've been working with the 8-ball shit, too easy. In the future, I keep preaching. You gotta be patient to survive. At this rate, I will be more than mine. I'm full panic, like everyone. I'm treating straight from the vine. Losing my suffering eyes, losing my suffering rhymes. So much of my wife spoke to a man. Man, a man told me my future is near. Your image is in the mirror. Might have you disappear, so I can't have you. We up here, responsibilities are heavy. I like spaghetti, I go whenever I'm ready. The world isn't too heavy, venom isn't so deadly. Cure, why so pure, zero fat, my eyes so pure. Loaded with sugar, cause it might be sugar. Dog, what are you saying, what are you Hussein, jumping at the same, jumping at the same, lead the other new age. I'm an old Tom, old on, do change, no sauce, don't pitch your head off, dive down my seven locks, do a few punches in the off, working no days off, I do with my clock, so hell, nice in the slot, what's this life cost, call me back, my phone's not off, I hope you find yourself when you're lost, how much does a dollar cost, is it worth the time, slipping on the clock, you're sick, it's good, never be bought, your dreams are destined to be gotten. Draw a line, how you predict time, figments in each mind, paper skyscrapers, high tops with no tapers, how you climb your stairs, I get elevators, tell your future how, I see my later, on my kick push, no trasher but a skater, enjoy your fresh labor, success is my only flavor, make sure you reap the waivers, do your homie favors, your words are lightsabers, put two and two together, this is cold but I love the weather, throw me in time, I'm lost in forever. Don't call me whenever. This is time in between time. You can't fathom my mind. I'm not scared to die. Now quiet down. Listen to your thoughts scatter. Your brain scatters. This is simple as matter. Thoughts become things. Welcome to my mind. This is all I see. I escaped the trap. Found myself in the rap. Don't know what you see, but I know how I see. Swimming in waters painted green, tainted in love. How you made me, learning to return after I set my soul free. So that's off like the project I'm working on called Escape the Trap. That was actually tight. I'm glad that happened. I haven't done anything without a beat in a while. Oh shit.
Alright, so that was called Samson. And this next thing's called Bit Off Forgotten.
Damn near every
while learning to be patient, while training my mind to live through it, even if it stings, even if it brings with a million shiny things, I will find myself entrenched in some optimism until this foggy feeling falls off of this tired vessel, awaiting renewal and shifts in hands and creaky joints. If the body is a platform, then what can I demand but more stability in feet corners and agility in hinges never locked in place? I've been streamlining desire, infusing with grace and prayers and dried earth spoke, painting ribbons in the sky to explain all the metaphors I wrap myself in there. Sometimes the only way I can sleep, sometimes the only embrace I can call real, that I don't have to question what is the purpose of your intention, what is the feeling I'm left with in the morning when I sent you home after breakfast, asking myself over and over, was it really worth it? It is true, I haven't seen the ground in days, and I pretend to place my tongue where I shouldn't, create some space for saying stupid shit and letting my mind wander around the room. I've been floating in the clouds, never listening to the sound of thunder, just infinite raindrops that never release my mind from sleeping in this hollow clock of a ringing that keeps going off every morning when I told you to stop waking me, to let go of me. Let go of me, your hold on me makes me feel vacant, makes me fill the empty spaces with tears and shattered earthquake song, and I just want to feel the grounds beneath me, dig my naked body a hole to spoon with soil and earthworms in my hair. I want to be resurrected, phoenix reflected in sunshine glory and stars above my head. I thought I was better off forgotten, but then I remembered who I am and how my flower petals kiss the night sky into sunrise, and how my love is pure baptism gracing your life. And even if you still won't let go of me, I will watch you fade into evening, fade out of me.
Hey.
So that's gonna, those two things you just heard, my new album I'm working on, it's called Escape the Trap. I want to thank Micah, girl, like, give her a hand of applause, because like, her, like, she really pushed me in a lot of this poetry scene to a whole nother level, and I want to give a big shout out to Mario, girl, because, like, this is, like a lot of these folks on this is, like, we're all started, so, like, keep doing what you're doing and don't fucking stop.
Renato and Micah, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, did we already do James? James already came on, right? No? 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 Calm down, yes. Calm down. Billy, are you down here? And it's your first time? Make some noise for Billy, ladies and gentlemen.
I got some poems.
Yeah!
Oh, how uncertain this future is for me. Will my art be washed up and hung to dry in a tree? Will I be successful if I follow the steps of those before me? It seems as though this world we live in wasn't meant for me. In a better time, yes, my kind would thrive. We spread our wings out so far without a worry to try. To try. But that is the thing of this world in this day and age. Nothing is similar to anything you've read from a page. The waste of space fluttering throughout the cemented fields with technological bullshit that helps them maintain their selfish ways. And days have gone on, and it's been like this for far too long. The only thing that survives is muddled and drowned until it's barely breathing and left on the ground. Unrevivable through resuscitation, only through the realization that our world needs to be thrown in the gutter. Not the troubled youth who prefer punks over slaughter. Not the slaughtering of people, but of ideas. That if you aren't a part of the system, then you'll never be pleased. And you'll never be pleased because you'll never be released from the cage that only society can choose to cease. You're stuck here unless someone makes you known. And out of 8 billion people, you'll never make it on your own. This one's a short one. Do you know how hard it is struggling to be a man when you've never met an honest man in your life? The only honest man I've heard of is my father. is buried 6 feet under. But a legend to me, and the line between truth and fabricated information is but a blur. Him and I, we exist on this line. A state of confusion, lost constitutions. People say I'm like the father they never had. Maybe I'm the father I've never had. Thank you. I have one more. Sweet talks are a cruel bitch. The way you weave me around your finger, you whisper sweet nothings to me, yet you never linger, never prevail. When the dread comes and the ship sails, the train derailed, and you left me in the hail of my cruel state of mind. Fuck you and your cunning ways, your cunt gripping me beneath the waves. I'll save you, we'll be together till we die, yet I'm the one who suffered my naive fate. And you watched with your demented eyes. The love you gave between your thighs, your tight smoking body, leaving me simmering and sobbing. Stranded with ignored cries for help in our past eyes. I see your true colors, the swirling of the siren, filling my mind with wonders. Retrieving my sanity, I have come to find you're the beast I've feared my entire life.
That was good, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's hot. It's getting hot in here. Yeah, that's right. You guys want to go ahead and sweat right now?
Yeah.
You guys want to get a little hot? Miss Cynthia, are you ready to come up and do your thing? Make some noise for Cynthia Young, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take your temperature again when I'm done.
Yeah.
I have some new poems I'd like to debut tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dedicate one of these poems to all the young women I know and the ones I don't know that have been hurt. This first poem is titled, What's New? The breakup is still new. I try not to cry, but it's all I do. How can he post pictures with another woman so soon? My best friend said it all. He's always had a pair and a spare. Most men do. Fuck it. I turned my attention from him and got some business of my own. And once he saw that, his sorry ass was begging to come back home. Oh, hell no. You thought the grass was greener on the other side. You were through when I caught you smashing that chick in my ride. You tried to assuage my anger with your sexual prowess. Don't make me laugh. Straight up, no chaser. All I want to do is throw up when you undress.
Yes.
Count me out of your life. Lose my number and stop sending me texts. Because right now, I'm all about what's going to happen next.
Yes.
I know I'm a badass, baby. That's why I got myself a new boo. Yes. Because the best way to get over you was to get under somebody new. It's a new one. You guys inspire me. The more I come down here, and I've been coming here for the last 4 years, I've been inspired a lot by your encouragement. Thank you.
Thank you.
This next poem is titled Fantasy. As I walk away, I can read your mind, and I know you're watching my behind. I can feel the heat your body emits, and you're thinking about licking me from my lips to my clit. I know you want to have sex with me because I can see that bulge in your pants is trying to break free to find a way through my crotchless panties so it can have its way with me. You don't even have to tell me. I already know. I've got potions, lotions, moves from the air, and splits on the chair, bed tricks, mind tricks, and plenty of dick tricks. When you lay with me, shock waves will make your body tremble, while your toes spread wide, a cramp creeps up your side, and sweat drops into your eyes. So come with me and experience unbridled ecstasy. And I promise, I'll give you your best fantasy. And this one is titled, Do You Hear My Screams? I scream inside my head and heart, and nothing, nothing comes out. Isn't anyone seeing what's happening to me? Can't they see I want my thoughts and pent-up emotions to be free? Everybody's too busy to take time for me. I'm struggling with the demons that won't let go of me. I have to find a way out. I can't become more distraught. Having these sad thoughts of self-destruction comes more than often than not as trouble piles up and up. I'm at a crossroad and that confuses me, but I'm not so far gone to see which way I should go. I'll seek the help I need. It's not too late. Deep in my soul, I know I'm not ready for the pearly gates. Always being the strong one, always helping others, leads them to believe that I don't break. Strong people need love, hugs, and uplifting too. So that kind of thinking is a big mistake. Learning to love myself has to be paramount. I need to regain my strength, and I will find a way back to my stronger me. And when I do, I will celebrate my inner me for recognizing my depression that others refused to or didn't want to see. You see, after all, I am strong and I will set myself free.
Yeah.
And last but not least, my signature.
Woo!
Yeah. Two kinds of love.
Yeah.
Let me love you the way I know how. I promise. I will use all my experience to make you say wow. I'll begin with just the right kiss that's not too wet to start a slow burn inside, so baby relax. Close your eyes because I am definitely going to increase your size. Another kiss, more urgent this time. Now I can feel you really unwind. I know what makes you tick. I'm going to lick, 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 like it's a popsicle on a stick. I know you'll love my butterfly flick. Top to bottom, nothing will be missed. I aim to please and give you your bliss. I know when to tighten it, slow it down, stop it, or move it around. Your climax will be off the hook. See, here it comes. I know that look. Keep it coming. I'm prepared to do more. Pull my hair, smack my ass. All that does is make me better at my task. I control the flow. I can make it fast or slow. And that will drive you wild. You better know you are not playing with a child. When you're inside me, I won't flinch. There's nothing you can do to make me wince. I know all the tricks from both sides of the fence. How, you ask, did I get all of my experience?
Wow.
I'm a pretty woman that used to have a dick.
Yeah.
read is inspired by a beautiful transgender woman by the name of Carmen Carrera. It is not about me. If you like the poetry that you read, there's more like it on my Sensations CD that's available from me at the counter over there. Thank you very much.
Do you guys want some music?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to go home? Good night. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Do you guys want some music?
Yeah.
Game roll, ladies and gentlemen. That was all the love he got.
Because I'm trying to look like an artist. I'm trying. This is
you
game.
You are an artist.
I'm an artist. This is the artist here. You guys got the full package.
Woo!
Okay, man. This song is called Hold Me. If you guys like to see the music video, you can ask me after this. You know, I'm just, you know. Please.
Woo!
Yeah.
Dance on, bring your bodies to the cloud.
Thank you, guys. I'm back to my normal self now. Hi, my name's Gabriel. If you guys like my music, my Instagram is GabeWayOfLife. You know, feel free to follow a brother here and help a brother out with the artist life here. I have my friend Taylor here. I'm gonna be performing around like a bunch of open mics with her. We're going to Long Beach this Wednesday. If you guys want to go hit that up, it's on my Instagram. And the music video, the link to the music video is also on my Instagram. So thank you guys.
Say
your Instagram. GabeWayOfLife.
Listen, if you go ahead and just put your fucking shit on our Facebook page, we can all get connected and plug you motherfuckers in instead of wasting my time. Gabriel, ladies and gentlemen. We got tons of people. Shit, we gotta move through these people. We got a special performance right now. You ready to do your thing? This person is right up here. Has problems with hearing. You may pay attention. You gotta pay attention, alright? Make some noise for Christopher Morton, ladies and gentlemen.
Most of my performances I do poetry, and last week I was kind of inspired by somebody that did something up here, and today I'm going to do something different. Before I get started, I need 3 volunteers to come up the stage. I'm going to be giving you guys earplugs for the whole show, and after that I'm going to give you a little message. So any 3 volunteers that can come up here, we
will. 3 volunteers. Come on up, just come on up. Do it. Get on up here. Alright, right there.
Alright, so after this, I'm gonna give you guys 3 earplugs,
okay.
And then we'll have you sit back down, and we'll do my performance. And I'm gonna have the video and post it on the Nuco site on Facebook, and you guys can watch it. Okay. I gave the earplug is because this video is going to be a little performance of what it's like to be deaf. Website.
2 months ago, a lady went to KFC and said, "You can't order from the spoon, we go to the front." And the people covered their mouth. And they spoke, used to make fun of us. I'm on an app called Window, where I help people with eating problems. And this lady messaged me. She said, "Chris, I'm deaf. And I can help you." And she said, "No, I'm 20. And I lost my hearing last year." You take our hearing for granted. We have a hearing aid that helps us hear. We have a close with them, but they don't work. We have a language that is beautiful that only about 5% of families actually learn. How are we supposed to blend in with society? What is it like to be deaf? Imagine you're sitting with your family. Everybody can hear, everybody's having a good time, talking and laughing and laughing, and sitting there alone, not sure how to follow everyone. And you ask them, funny. Why you gotta laugh? And he said, "It's nothing. I'll tell you later." It's fake, right? I want to tell you guys how you can change that. You need somebody that's deaf like me. You need someone else outside. Pull out your phone. Text them. Write on paper. Interact with them. We want to talk to you. We want to feel connected. We want to help. How do we do that? People look at our language that is expressive. And we use a lot of facial expressions. People think that we're mad. It's not true. It's the beauty of our language. So I hope that one day we find someone out there that's deaf and interact with them. Someone asked me, "If you could go back in time and change the game, would you take the opportunity?" And I said, "No. Who I am today, I wouldn't change who I am. This is who I'm meant to be." And one day I'm going to lose all of this. And they offered a purpose in time to change that and save my healing. And I said, "No. I want to go deaf. Completely. Just to fit with my friends. Understand what the world is like. Sometimes we have to get along. Sometimes life's not there. That's what it's like to be deaf." Thank you. I'd like to take them out. Who's that person? Alright. So did any of you guys clap? Did you clap? Did you clap? Did you clap? Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Everything? 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 That's what it's like to be deaf. Sometimes, even though we can't hear everything, this one still connects. Sometimes it's not about hearing, it's about helping you and appreciating yourself here. Thank you. As you were meeting with people, my Instagram is just officially Chris. My website is ChristopherMorton.me.
You guys want some comedy?
Yes.
Mr. Brendan, I know you're a busy man over there. Are you ready to come up and do your thing, sir?
Yeah.
Make some noise for Brendan Creasy, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, I'm trying to get my voice recorder going. Oh, wow. I got to follow that. Jesus. Oh, that was great. Everybody's been doing great tonight. Give it up for yourselves. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Be sure to check out MondayNightRepo.com for the Monday Night Repo podcast. If you know how to, which I think more and more people are learning, it's 2018. You should learn how to listen and... to podcasts, they're fun to listen to when you're driving or working out. I listen to it in the car, and sometimes I just want to listen to music, and I get that. But you can listen to podcasts and learn more about your friends and family and your community here, and that's MondayNightRebo.com.
Yeah.
So my name's Brendan Creasy. We came up with a thought today, and I just want to see how this is going to land. Watching Aviator in the psych ward is my peak 2018 moment. That's something that happened. The Aviator, if you don't know, is about Howard Hughes, who suffered from a lot of different mental illnesses. And yes, they showed this movie to us in the psych ward when I was in there. Which, yeah, a month ago I was in the psych ward, and here I am today. So, hey. You can come back from anything. I'll tell you that right now. I'm living, breathing proof. I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and in addition to a lot of things. But yeah, they showed us The Aviator as if it was gonna like educate us on our mental illnesses. I don't know. And as I was sitting there watching, and I was looking around at the fellow my fellow patients, and they were laughing at it, and I'm like, do these other people realize that they suffer from, like, I'm pretty sure that guy over there suffers from schizophrenia, that guy over there is bipolar schizophrenic, and that guy laughing his ass off definitely has OCD, so, like, I guess they're just laughing at themselves. But I thought that was an interesting choice for movie night on the psych ward. We did get extra credit for watching the movies, like, credit towards getting out of the psych ward, like, that was a thing. Like, you had to participate in activities. So, like, it was this weird, it's kind of like weird jail in that sense. Like, all right, if you work real hard, we'll let you out. And it will determine if you're, just by going to movies and participating in activities. And, I don't know, I thought that was kind of weird. And so I guess when my roommate was getting pinned to the floor and, like, shot with Thorazine and sent to the observation room, I guess that was, like, the tension. You know, like, if we're, but, you know, it's weird. And I made it out of there in 3 days, less than 3 days, 2 days. Because you know, it's fine. I'm doing better, but they really want me to go back there because dealing with workman's comp, yeah. I don't know if anybody ever dealt with workman's comp. I think the room's a little too young for that. I think the room's a little too young for workman's comp cases, and, you know, I might as well be telling jokes about Metamucil and Alzheimer's. But, I had to open a worker's comp case for my PTSD that I suffered while working at a school. If not for the reason, you'd think working at a school, everybody suffers from PTSD there. No. I mean, I think we all should get hazard pay. But while I was... I've been dealing with workers' comp, and it's making me more crazy. It really is. They just sent me a form that was already filled out. It was already filled out, and it said, please fill out this form and return it. I was very confused. I sat there today just looking at this form pre-filled out, signed with another person's signature, and I'm looking at it, the instructions that say, please sign this form and send it. I'm like, this pretty much sums up America 2018. I'm crazy, and I'm looking at something, and I don't understand it, and it's making me more crazy. And, so that's why sitting in the psych ward watching The Aviator is my peak 2018. We're only halfway through. God, don't remind me of that. I don't know what the fuck we have left to deal with. I'm peaking, man. I'm ready to peak. I'm ready. I'm done. What else are we going to deal with? Well, you know what? There is a plus side to the PTSD and all this bullshit, and that's weed. The number one treatment right now for PTSD, there's a few different treatments that they've kind of narrowed in on is, like, really good. One of them is, like, getting a dog. So I'm getting a dog soon, but they're very, service dogs are very expensive, and as Mario was laughing, because we've all seen Ted running around here, like, and I'm gonna have to, but pretty soon maybe Ted will have a buddy running around. Because if I have a service dog, I get to take it everywhere. But I don't know, I'm working on that. And then the other two things are, the other one is ketamine, like, but I don't want to fuck with that.
But no, but they are actually seeing a lot of results with ketamine and depression and PTSD. But you have to do it in like controlled, monitored infusions that cost like $10,000. So that's off the table right now. But if I win the lottery, man, load me up with that ketamine, please. It'll make me just silence everything. I'll fine. I'll go down a K-hole if it means no more PTSD. But the other thing is weed, and that's been going well. But yeah, it's great. But let me tell you, there's nothing, like, the weed's good, but my number one thing that I get high on is when, you know that show, Unsolved Mysteries? Again, am I being too old? Jesus. So Unsolved Mysteries is this show that used to air on Lifetime when I was a kid, hosted by Mr. Robert Stack, home of the scariest voice on the earth. Tonight, you might solve a mystery. Whoa! Jesus, chill out, Robert Stack. Voice of my nightmares, man. You know, like, there are ghosts in your basement. That's what Unsolved Mysteries is. But let me tell you something, it got me high because sometimes at the end of a particularly gruesome mystery, you know, like a brutal murder or something, and they would just be the end, and you'd be like, shit, that person's still out there, that mystery's unsolved. But sometimes, probably once an episode, I think they made it this way on purpose, so you wouldn't completely be terrified at the end of the show, only slightly terrified for your life. But they would have this thing, and it would come on at the end. Update! And let me tell you, there's nothing sweeter than that update when they show the guy in handcuffs that brutally murdered like 10 people. They caught him. Robert Stack's like, it's Sonoma County. We captured this guy thanks to your help. Thanks to Unsolved Mystery solvers like you. And they're still doing it. You think, Brendan, that's just reruns, buddy. No. They are reruns, but they still do updates. They have new updates on Amazon Prime if you watch the show. If you don't believe me, it's on Amazon Prime. They do new updates, and there's even a subreddit for Unsolved Mysteries people solving this shit. And they're still catching people from these Unsolved Mysteries episodes. And that's why it's the greatest high ever, because sometimes crime doesn't pay. Even those Unsolved Mysteries get solved. And that's what I wanted to leave you on. To make you feel better for tonight. My name is Brendan Creasy at BrendoMan. Thank you, everybody. Check out MondayNightRepo.com.
That was Brendan Creasy, ladies and gentlemen. I know, you guys are all hot. Gilbert, are you ready to come up and do your thing? Yeah. Make some noise for Gilbert!
Yeah.
Hey. I'll read a mic.
I don't know how to use this.
You're good.
I have three. This is called Numbers Are Ominous / I Killed a Fly. I find it hard to forgive myself. Strangers see it too. The social life has been exploited. The personal life has been exposed. Consciousness was put under a microscope. I got too close and broke the glass. I find it hard to forgive. I find it hard to forgive myself. The poems come too close. The mind has failed. The body has failed. The spirit has failed. And what has been done to repair and what has been done to rebuild? How much time did it take? How much progress was lost? What is left? I feel the answer is nothing. And nothing appears too often, but nothing appears too often. Today I learned dolphins commit suicide by holding their breath. This is called 12:49 a.m. What do we call the empty space between these worn walls? Yours, mine. Hours spent alone trying to find the heart we agreed to share. Who left who kept what? Who is whose and who stole what? My cruelty, your facade, my despair, your abuse. I've fallen onto your name again. A siren. The poem comes too close. The art fails. The form fails. feel like there's always this awkward pause when I'm done. I don't know if it's like because I suck or if it's just like a communication error. Okay, this is the last one. It's called Written on Skin and Sweat.
We want to know it's done.
So okay.
You know it's done.
Do I say like?
I'll do that.
Yeah. So wait. And even if these poems... Oh wait, sorry. Written on skin and sweat. And even if these poems, pathetic words from a pathetic man, never reach to wake you, naked, trembling in rhythmic sleep, as I know they never will, as we know they never will, even in silence, the last word is yours.
That was Gilbert, ladies and gentlemen. It's your first time, right?
Three years ago.
Tay Lu. What, make some noise for Tay Lu, ladies and gentlemen.
T-A-Y-L-U.
Hi guys, my name is Tay Lu. I'm going to sing an original song called Hey Love from my EP called Turquoise Noise. But before I start, you guys need to wake up.
Yeah!
I'm going to make you guys sing with me, and I'm going to teach you guys a part of the song. So, snap with me. Okay.
I want your love, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm recording. You love, 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 you
Tay Lou, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at the time right now. It is 10:53. What were you planning on doing?
Yeah.
Two poems? How long are they?
One.
One? Aya? Make some noise for Aya, ladies and gentlemen.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Mario.
Keep it in there for fun.
Or keep it there until after the show.
Yeah.
Okay. I have the worst memory, so I depend on post-it notes the most. I remember the notes I passed before to people who are now ghosts. I remember my sticky note poetry and how much they suck. The 3x3 inch space wasn't enough. I have too many things on my mind. I have too many worries and not having enough time. But all my spare time, I write. Even if I can't organize my thoughts on a sticky note, even if I know no one really cares what I wrote. I and we are tormented by the idea that the messages we write here are only temporary, and how all of our ideas and thoughts would just fall down into cemeteries, and maybe that's why we don't write enough. We're weighed down by the definition of tough love. With each note to fall, we somehow forget it all, we lack sympathy, we forget to look. Because most of us look like this colored confetti on the floor, and a lot of us forget that we are so much more. Sometimes we need to be reminded of the importance we hold. Sometimes on paper it's hard to see how we cope. And it's hard to hope for a better future when everything can change. So for that thought, I want to tell you to remember. Because in a constantly moving world, the memories stay the same. So remember every city and every town, and if you have to, write it down. Don't forget about when you snuck out of your house and went to school tired and sore, and how you got caught the next day because you forgot to close the fucking door. But that's okay, because you still had a good time. Don't forget of all the things we said we tried. Don't forget how half of those things are really just lies. When I tell you to remember the good days, it's because our future then and our future now aren't the same. We created a different path to go, so remember what we wrote. Because the good old days aren't going to return. One day we'll all end up in a grave, so make your memories now, live as if you only have today. Cherish each heartbreaker and every person who walked away. Because right now, we are 6 feet above our final resting place. Remember what we're fighting for. This life isn't going to be easy because paper cuts hurt. And repeating this message may leave our wrists sore, but please remember what we are writing for. Remember the context of each crease and tear. Remember the memories that each imprint has in store. Remember that each mistake will fold you into a paper plane and you'll soar. I promise I'll write this down until it lasts. Our time is ticking and it's going fast. So I promise to remember as long as you do too. Because these memories are everything we are, everything we were, and everything we got. And I hope you wrote that down too, because it would be a shame if you forgot. Thank you.
That was Aya, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesdays, we go and help at the church, First Congregation Church of Riverside. 5 o'clock, we meet here. 5:30, each meeting over there. If you want to come and participate, come and participate. That's been your open mic. Thank you very much. I do apologize for those people that didn't get to perform, but we ran out of time. Throw your trash away, pick up your chairs, and stack them wherever you can back there. Please and thank you. Love yourself, love your neighbors, be kind to one another. We'll see you next week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to check out the poster, the billboard upstairs, the pegboard. Yes.
To all who come to this happy podcast, welcome.
Nothing new is something new.
That great poets imitate and improve.
Whereas small ones steal and spoil.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Justin.
And if it wasn't readily apparent at that, we're huge nerds about remakes. That's why we're doing the Nothing New podcast.
Once a month, we'll sit down and talk about a remake in detail and its original, covering them in whatever order they come out, from Wizard of Oz to It and beyond.
They're remaking Stuart Gordon's 1986 sci-fi horror classic From Beyond?
Oh, no. Not yet.
Oh, that's going to be a long time coming. Anyway, if that sounds up your alley, come join Justin and I, and maybe a guest or two, to explore the wonderful world of Remix, film by film.
Remix have been done forever. People talk about Scarface, don't even know that was a remake.
Oh, nicely said.
Don't thank me. Thank Antoine Fuqua.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.